All right, welcome to the bullpen here on Aggie Radio for the students by the students. Right now we're going to get you going with our recaps of what has been going on in our sports this week, and then we'll get to our main event a little bit later, and we'll announce what that is in just a minute. To start out, we have our basketball team. They were on a 5-game losing streak, but this week they were able to beat New Mexico here in the Spectrum on Tuesday, and it was awesome because they finally put together a full game. One thing that we've been talking about on the show is just how they've had stretches where they didn't play really up to their ability. And, I mean, they were finally able to do it for the full game. And do you have any thoughts about that game?
Yeah, and I thought they did a lot better. They had a different lineup where they brought in more height with Lou Evans and Quinn Taylor. And Quinn Taylor, he's a redshirt freshman. He just had a phenomenal game, ton of rebounds. And I just hope that they've finally found the rhythm. It seems like they have, but hopefully they can keep it up.
Yeah, he was really close to getting a double-double. He had 10 rebounds and 8 points, so just one basket away from that. But he did an awesome job, and I think that that starting lineup really worked pretty well. They had a lot more height, and they were able to do a lot better job getting rebounds. And for the first game in a few, they weren't out-rebounded, so that's always a bonus. And they also had, I think it was 7 blocks as a team. So it was a great performance for the team as a whole, and it was good to see them finally like get over that hump of that losing streak. So next up we have women's tennis. Last week they lost to Denver 1-6, and yesterday they took on Utah. We don't have the results for that right now, but tomorrow and Sunday they take on Iowa State and Grand Canyon respectively. And those are both going to be here at the Sports Academy. The Iowa State one on Saturday starts at 2, and Grand Canyon on Sunday starts at noon. So make sure you go check that out. After that, we have women's basketball. They also only had one game this week, but they fell to New Mexico in New Mexico. It was a close game. They lost by 3 points, I believe. And, you know, another good effort for them, but it's awesome to see them continue to improve. It's just, again, with some of these close games, they're not able to get over the top sometimes, and we're hope that they can continue to work on improving there and kind of overcome those. You're just super silent, so.
Sorry, guys. Running on 3 hours of sleep.
She's a weirdo. She got up at 6 a.m.
Actually, dance.
Earlier than 6 a.m. because she had to do something at 6. Just out of control. And when our main event comes on, she's going to agree with me. Because we were talking about it beforehand. Our gymnastics team, though, is in action today, and they're going to be in Oklahoma, and it's the Perfect 10 Challenge, and they're going to be taking on Oklahoma, which has the number 1 gymnastics team in the country, also Denver, who has the number 12th team in the country, and George Washington, who's number 17 in the country, and that's going to start at 5:45 p.m., and they usually stream those matches, those meets, and so just look on their Twitter or their website, and they'll probably tell you how to get to it. But last week they lost to Denver, who is number 13, so they're going to take them on again. But it was a close match, but they fell by 1.675 points, which sounds like very, very close, but the funny thing is they can get even closer on a lot of those, so... I want to wish them luck today. It's going to be a lot of tough teams that they're facing. Our men's tennis team is in action again on Sunday against South Alabama at 9 a.m., and that's going to be at the Sports Academy as well. Last week they beat Southern Utah and Montana State, winning 7-0 on both of those. So they're off to a great start this year, and hopefully they can keep it up. Our indoor track and field team has a meet that starts today and goes through tomorrow, and they actually have two during that time frame. One's at New Mexico and one's at Washington, and they also have another meet that's at Boise State tomorrow. So don't know how they're going to divvy up all the athletes to the three different meets, but they've got three scheduled, so hopefully everyone can do a great job and have a great start to their season. Men's golf, they actually had a meet this week at Southern Utah Invite in St. George. We don't have any results from that, but hopefully they did well. And softball starting back up. They're at the Arizona State Tournament. They had some action yesterday against Virginia and Arizona State. Today they take on Cal State Northridge at 2:30. And tomorrow they take on Indiana, Bradley, and Maryland. So a lot is going on. We're starting to pick up on some of the spring sports. And there's a lot going on, but really my expertise falls under basketball. So,
and football.
Yeah, but I mean like right now, basketball. So, but again, I want to remind everyone some national news for football. My Broncos won the Super Bowl, and it was awesome. Kind of got really into that on Monday, but we're not going to today so much because we have much more important stuff to talk about. But I guess normally we go to a break and then we come back for our wall of shame, but since we're going to do our interview on the other side, we're going to do our wall of shame now. Hall of Shame. I keep saying it wrong. We have two entries today. The first one actually comes from the Utah State men's basketball game. There was one player on New Mexico's team. His name was Callum Neal, and he was an impressive flopper. You know, he was really convincing. But the thing is, like, he barely gets bumped, and he holds his chest as if he just had a heart attack and got stabbed through the chest with, you know, seven swords. I mean, he really sold it. But because of how ridiculous he looked, he gets a Hall of Shame entry. Because he was not fouled and definitely not as hard as he was making it look. And then also, so he right there, he won the Academy Award for Best Flopper. And then later on, he fell down while there was a shot by us later on, and he fell down in the key as another flopping attempt. But at that point, he was going for Best Supporting Flopper. So, I mean, he was working hard, but
come on, man. It was not a great performance.
No, I mean,
there was like four steps before he fell down.
It was almost convincing. Like, he did a good job of putting in a lot of effort, but come on. You did not get fouled.
No.
But he was really searching for a foul call. And he gets a Hall of Shame induction. The other one comes from professional basketball. The San Antonio Spurs were taking on the Dallas Mavericks, and the Mavericks were in the midst of being down at halftime 62-26, which is terrible. And a rookie on their team scored a basket, and it looked like he was taunting the Spurs bench. And so, just like, dude, first off, you're down by 23 points right now. Second off, you're going to taunt the team that is got the second best record in the NBA right now, that's completely destroying you and has a Hall of Fame coach on there. Doesn't make a lot of sense. So he gets to be in our Hall of Shame as well.
Speaking of the Mavericks, we can't forget about my boy Gordon Hayward scoring and winning against them on a buzzer beater. So
it was pretty awesome.
That was great this week.
Yeah.
Good job to the Jazz.
But I mean, they're not going into the Hall of Shame for winning, so don't get
that
confused.
I know, I was just saying.
No, I'm telling them. I know that you're not saying that, but I'm just making sure everyone else knows we're not saying they go in the Hall of Shame because they're actually winning. But yeah, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get to our spotlight athlete, who is the one and only Jeannie Waller.
Am I allowed to talk, though?
In a second. But yeah, so we're going to come back, we're going to get to know Jeannie Waller and find out more about her and her experience here at Utah State. So we're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Hey, this is Immaculate, and you're listening to Aggie Radio, Utah State student run radio station.
Remaining VX for man to stand. I'm an
All right, welcome back to the bullpen here on Aggie Radio for the students by the students. Right now we're going to have our spotlight athlete, and we want to introduce her, and her name is...
Do I speak now?
Yes.
Okay, I spoke too soon earlier, and nobody heard, and so now I'm glad people can hear. Hi, I'm Jeannie Wohler. I should probably introduce myself. I just graduated from the soccer team, but not the university, so I'm still here.
Yeah, she's still hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
Showing it up. Pull the mic a little bit closer to you.
Oh, no.
No, it's just that you're not as loud, so just pull it a little bit closer.
Does this work?
Say again.
Hello.
Yeah, it's good enough. But anyway,
well, people need to hear me.
I know, because you're hilarious.
Because my voice is a little raspy. This smog is nice on the lungs, but anyways.
Oh, it's way enjoyable. I actually use it as therapy, so.
What? How does that even make sense?
It doesn't.
No. No, I go outside and I just inhale until I feel like I'm ready to pass out.
Yeah, so as she mentioned, she is on the, well, was on the soccer team. She's not technically anymore because she graduated from that. She's no longer eligible to play.
I know.
Sad day.
It is sad.
I mean, for me, I only played in high school, and I'm, like, sad that I don't get to play sports for, like, school anymore, so.
Yeah, well, it's a great feeling for sure.
Yeah, and we're actually going to find out more about your experience, but start out, where are you from?
I am from a really unknown town. It's really small in, you know, it's just Sandy, Utah. I don't know if it's like really small.
Where is that? No, I'm just kidding.
South Salt Lake.
I feel like most people probably know where that is.
Yeah, probably.
If you don't, it is south of Salt Lake. Yeah. Just
about like 15 minutes south. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not really that small.
Not so. At all.
Pretty big. It's pretty large. It's, you know.
I'm from there too.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty big.
It's pretty big.
So we apparently they turn out some winners because we got two in the studio here. But what is
Sandy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your major?
I am a English major, but my emphasis is in creative writing. What is that look? Ladies English and gentlemen, major. He's giving me a crazy look.
English major.
What?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I just would never do it.
Fair enough.
Like, I'm good at English, but I can't stand to, like, do all the reading and writing involved and stuff. Like, I can do it. It's not, that's not the issue. It's, I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
Writing's the best.
I'm good at grammar and everything. Even saying that, I feel like I probably said it wrong, but I'm good.
I do well at grammar. I think, I don't know if that was right.
That sounds better, for sure. I do well at grammar. I'm in an English 2010 class.
Oh, that's fun.
I didn't take another English class before, so it's fun. Every time that our professor, or I guess he's not a professor, but our instructor, he comes and he says, do you guys remember this from English 1010? I was like, well, I didn't take that, so no.
No, actually. Well, that's good. I'm glad you're in the English class, at least.
Well, I kind of have to, for generals. That's
true. Thank goodness for that. Gosh.
Right. But yeah, so, I mean, so my ACT score for English was high enough that I didn't have to take 1010, so I got to skip it. So that's good.
That is really good. Congratulations.
I love creative writing.
Thank you. It's the best thing in the world.
It's a lot more fun than journalism.
I would much rather like talk than write.
Than write.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So this is awesome because I can talk about sports, but I wouldn't want to be constantly writing tons and tons and tons and tons of articles about it.
Okay, I can get on board. I like talk. I like the sound of my own voice, so really anytime I get to hear that, it's like, ooh, this
now,
is a great day.
I'm sorry, we didn't bring in a mirror for you.
That's okay. You know, I'll just...
I feel really bad now.
It's fine. I just, you know, I'm always a little sadder when I don't get to see myself.
And, Jeannie, you're also a writing fellow, right?
I am a writing fellow, yeah.
And for those that don't know, what is that?
A writing fellow is a tutor hired by the university that works with specific classes on essays. We'll probably meet once or twice with students of the class. We'll get their essays beforehand. We'll read it over, give comments, and then we'll meet with the student for about a 30-minute one-on-one individual meeting. In case one-on-one and individual wasn't redundant enough, it's an individual one-on-one meeting.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not entirely... Is it just you and the other person?
It's just because me and the other person.
It's not entirely clear from what you said already.
But we are in a room full of a lot of people, but I only make eye contact with them. So, you know, it's very personal, one-on-one individual meeting. Yeah.
Do you gaze seductively into their eyes?
I try to keep
you
it
try
professional.
Not to.
Yeah.
It's hard to resist sometimes, right?
There's a lot of cool people out there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and I mean, just the ability to look seductively into someone's eyes, it's hard to
I don't think
suppress,
I've mastered it.
You know?
I don't think I've mastered it, though. That's, you know.
We can practice right now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Everybody, he did it. He was seductive.
But why did you choose Utah State?
For a lot of reasons, actually. I never thought I was going to stay in state, to be completely honest. Born and raised in Utah, I felt a good urge to go out of Utah. But when I came up and did my unofficial visit and then my official visit and when I met the girls on the team, and I knew the coach beforehand. I grew up playing soccer with her. She was one of my coaches when I was 14 and 15 for the ODP program. It sounds cheesy, guys. It really does, but it just kind of felt like home. I was looking at another school that was in a city, and I remember thinking about the difference between me sleeping in both places, and one was in Seattle, and I just woke up like every 2 hours to ambulance sounds. And here,
yeah, that's something you have to get used to.
Yeah, and here I feel like if I were to wake up, it would be to like moos, like from cows. I was more okay with that than ambulance, because ambulance was just like a reminder that people were injured. Cows was just like, oh, that's nature. But no, seriously, though, it felt like home, and it was just a very welcoming and outdoorsy place where just a really small and fostering community.
Yeah, I love it here personally, and my reasons for choosing Utah State are kind of, I mean,
felt like home to you too, didn't it?
Yeah, but a big part of it was because I liked our basketball team.
Oh.
It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of weird reasons that you choose things in life, but that was, for me, it was,
yeah,
I liked the feel of the area, and I liked their basketball team. It wasn't really anything to do with the academic part of
really?
Utah State. So.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. The sports community is a really fun community to be a part of.
Yeah, I love the sports community.
Yeah.
But yeah, living around ambulances and stuff, you kind of have to get used to it.
Yeah.
I lived in Los Angeles for a couple of years, Los Angeles area, and there was some places where I lived where you couldn't go 5 minutes without hearing a siren. So.
Yikes, yeah.
So, I mean, I totally get that. Mm-hmm. And then also, I'm sure Seattle is really bright at night.
Yeah, super bright.
Yeah. So it's the same kind of thing in Los Angeles. You have to get used to sleeping that way, and it might take a while depending on how you react to stuff.
Yeah, and I wasn't ready for a challenge. Are you kidding me? I wanted it to be easy. Just kidding.
Of course.
It's not been easy at all.
Whatever. It's totally easy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, just don't have to put forth any effort.
None whatsoever.
But how did you start playing soccer? Like, why did you get into soccer?
Yeah, I started playing soccer, I think, about the same age that everybody just randomly starts playing soccer. When you're 5 and your parents are like, I don't want to be with you anymore. Go to a park and kick around with people that are your age. So that's what I did kind of when I was 5. And as I started to get older, I still stayed on kind of those not as competitive teams. But when I was about 9 years old, I remember saying to my rec coach, she was like, oh, are you playing on the team next year? And I turned to her and I said, no, I'm going competitive. And my mom was like, Jeannie, that's probably going to make her feel really bad. But I was like, I don't care, Mom.
I'm going competitive.
I'm going competitive. So I went competitive around 9 and played for one of the clubs down in Salt Lake I was a goalie at the time, but I was so bad, guys. I was so, like, let me... The scores of the games were about, like, 7-0. It got to the point where I asked my coach if I could stop being the goalie. Please
make it stop.
Exactly. And then I switched over to another team, and I was a field player because I was like, I'm done with that goalie life. The irony is about a year into that, the coach called me after tryouts for the second year, and he was like, so, we have a problem. He didn't say it, but it was in his voice. It was just kind of like this big, you are not good. So they... told me I could either get cut from the program or I could become the goalie. And I was like, okay, cool. Those are some interesting options.
I feel like this is a win-win either way.
Yeah. So, I was about 13, 14 when I officially became a goalie, and it worked out pretty much for the best.
Yeah, and I was going to actually ask you why you decided to be a goalie, but I guess that's why.
Well, the majority of the reason is because I don't have to run nearly as much.
I'm totally with you on that. I know in track and field in high school, I did do running events in middle school and then like as a freshman, but then halfway through my freshman year, I switched and started doing throwing.
Yeah.
And then I did just throwing for sophomore, junior, senior year, and so I didn't have to run.
Yeah, pretty much. That's.
So I totally feel you on that.
It didn't end up working out the entire time. Once I got to college, there was like some running involved, which I was like, I did not sign up for this. But it's been an amazing experience.
That's awesome. Yeah, and the whole, I didn't sign up for this. It makes me think of, like, every time in a movie when you have something isn't going well for, like, a military group, and they're like, I didn't sign up for this. It's like, yeah, you did.
Yeah, and I guess I kind of did sign up for it. I did I literally signed a piece of paper. So, yeah, I signed up for this, weirdly enough.
And maybe after the show, she'll be signing papers for everyone.
Yes,
for
please.
Her autograph.
Yep.
But what is it like playing for a university?
To be honest, it's really grueling. It's hard. It's emotionally and physically draining, but it's amazing. At the same time, I have created relationships with both girls on the team, athletic staff, my coaches, and other athletes as well. There's just this amazing community that just it's kind of an unspoken understanding between all of us that we kind of go through the same process. So you kind of come in with, I remember thinking like, oh, college won't be that difficult. I come in with 30 best friends already. It turns out they didn't really like me at first, which is fine, but you know.
How could they not like you?
Oh, I'm a lot to handle sometimes.
Well, I get that, but I think that's more fun than not.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. You should have told freshman soccer team that, because that's what I was trying to tell them.
No. Look, guys, I'm cool.
Look, guys, I promise.
What are your guys' practices like?
Practices are a mixture of both fun and intensity. A lot of the time, you know, as soon as we step onto that field, we need to shift mindsets and realize that everything we do in practice is going to directly impact the next game or the next practice, even the next practice. That being said, we're not afraid to have fun if somebody trips and falls, which happens so often. You know, we're going
to
laugh.
More often than you care to admit.
Yeah, more often than I care to admit. I may or may not have run into the pole a few times. We're not going to get into it, guys. We're not going to get into it. Now is not the time.
If you would put just kind of a round number of how many times you've crashed into the goal posts.
A round number. So not a decimal. I can't, like, give it a fraction here.
I mean, I guess okay. You could. We'll make it so you can. Okay, you can put a decimal
if
on
that's
it.
On the table, I'm going to put it at, like 16.3 times.
16.3 times. Did you ever get a concussion from that?
I think so, but I didn't ever, like, really acknowledge it.
I
was just like, there's a chance this was a concussion, and then I just continued on with my life, so.
That would have been even more perfect if you said, I don't remember.
I'm just like, no, I didn't hit my head. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
What do you mean I hit my head?
Yeah. But no, practices are, it's really fun, and it's good. It's fun to see people kind of get into a serious mindset, especially when we are so close off the field and we do have so much fun together. It's a fun comparison to say, oh, that's you know, Jess off the field and she's crazy, and that's Jess on the field and she's crazy, but in the most calm and collected and powerful way.
Yeah. So you guys hang out outside of practice?
Oh, yeah. And yeah. Yep. So much. I can't even tell you guys.
Do you hang out with anyone else or
just your soccer
almost
friends?
Almost exclusively your soccer,
you know,
friends.
People try to join us and we're like, nah, get out of here.
You're not cool enough for us.
It is a pretty close-knit group. Like, I see soccer players in their sweats, and they're pretty official, so I almost never approach them.
No, for sure approach us. No, I'm totally kidding when I was talking before.
Wait, which part?
Yeah, all of it. This is all a lie. I'm not actually from the soccer team.
This just in, Jeannie Waller is a fraud.
No, it's fun. We do hang out with different people. I've created a very good English major crowd of people that I can go to. English major crowd. We're the crew. We're the
smart people. Yeah.
No, but we definitely, it's very intermixed. But right now I currently live with soccer players, and my neighbors are all soccer players. But, you know, in my heart, there's more than just soccer players.
There's more out there.
There's more out there, guys.
I feel like there's some openings that could be filled.
Exactly. Well,
in my friendship repertoire.
Yeah, especially now that I'm not on the team, I don't see them nearly as much. It's been actually pretty exciting to dip my toes into these other aspects of the university and meet people in different venues like you guys.
It's like being a freshman all over again.
It kind of is. It's terrifying.
So, I mean, like, was it hard for you to kind of shift from being a high school player to a college player?
The transition is incredibly difficult. The level of play is so much higher, and there's so much demanded out of you. It's very difficult sometimes because in high school, we are all the best player. That's why we made it to college.
Yeah.
And then you come into college, and you're like, I am not the best player all of a sudden. And it's incredibly difficult to wrap your head around that sometimes. But, you know, it's the biggest growing experience. And, I remember, you know, at one point just being like, yeah, man, I'm going to be a goalie at Utah State. And they're like, my friends would ask, like, the goalie? And I was like, dude, I think so. You know? But
dude, I think so.
Yeah. But, my freshman year, I was the backup. And honestly, that was probably the best thing that could have happened to me. It kept my ego in check. And it made me gain so much respect for kind of that older experience, that older player. So
That's awesome. So you became a starter your sophomore year then?
Yeah, I started my sophomore year for about half the season, and then Natalie Stoven, who's another one of the goalies on the team, who is fantastic and amazing, played the second half of the season and took us, you know, through a round of PKs and into the semifinals of the Mountain West tournament. And then I started playing again junior year and senior year. I played both of those seasons.
So why did you get benched?
There's a lot of things in soccer that are completely, you know, intangible. And there's a lot of things that we can't understand. And as players, it's a very interesting game, trying to understand your coaches and trying to understand the players and trying to understand your opponents. And sometimes players can get lost in it. And I got lost in it. And I wasn't playing the best I could play. I was caught up in the pressure of the game, and I cracked. And it was noticeable, and it needed to change. And well,
good news is you bounced back.
Yeah, I did. And that was honestly probably the biggest and best thing that could have happened to me. It was the hardest thing I've ever been through. But it was totally necessary, guys. Like, whew. It was crazy.
So now you've had a couple of the best things that could have ever happened to you.
Yeah, I think everything is the best. Like, this is the best thing that could have ever happened to me, you know? Talking to you guys. So it's
always so positive.
Yeah, definitely. I
like it. So what was the very best experience you had playing here?
Oh, my word. The very best experience, it's going to be cheesy, guys, okay?
Go for it.
Cheese it up.
Cheese up. I'm ready. Honestly.
Make it easy cheese.
Make it easy cheese, okay? It's the team. The team has been the best experience. And that's, I know, not like an experience. That's just like a thing.
Yeah.
But seriously, creating relationships with the girls on the team, getting to know them, like I was saying earlier, on and off the field, it's amazing. I like, look at these girls and I say, honestly, this is not anything against you, but I don't know if we would be friends outside of soccer, just because we wouldn't run in the same crowds. We wouldn't be in the same area with the same people. And soccer put me in a position where I got to get to know them. And every time I stepped on that field, it was for them. And I mean, you know, winning games is always nice. Making saves is always a great feeling. But at the end of the day, what are you going to do when you're 50 years old and you say, I was a D1 athlete and I won a medal? And people are like, oh, that's fantastic. Grandma, don't pull out your medal. We don't need to see it.
But I got one.
I can relate to that because, I'm on Utah State Dance Company. No, I do not have a medal. I have lot of trophies and tiaras from when I was little.
That's fantastic.
But I just relate to that so well because I have a lot of friends on my dance team.
Yeah.
There's about like 30 of us on the team, and I probably wouldn't be friends with them outside of dance. But since I'm dancing with them like 4 or 5 times a week, we've gotten really close.
Exactly.
And it's like such a great experience just meeting a ton of new people that mm-hmm. love to do the same thing you do.
Yeah, it's just you connect over passion, and I think that's the biggest thing. That's the best thing to connect over, guys.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, because like if you all love the same thing, you're obviously going to have something that you can talk about. And it's not so much like, I mean, for some people they can have a common interest,
mm-hmm.
but if it's not something that you're really passionate about, you're not going to not be able to use that as much. I think. So
absolutely.
It's like an awesome thing to be able to have someone who loves, for instance, soccer as much as you.
Yeah. And you know, when I am 50 pulling out my medals, I'll have my teammates there that are just going to, you know, revel in the experience.
So
and
are you going to wait until you're 50 to pull
out
medals?
Yeah, dude, I've locked those
not
away.
Before that?
I've put them in like one of those.
Time capsule?
Yeah, I honestly couldn't remember the name. I was going to say one of those boxes you put in the dirt. That was literally how I was going to describe that. So.
Casket?
Yeah, casket. Yep.
I've got to bury this part of my life. It is dead to me.
Not until I'm 50 years old can I reemerge.
as a beautiful butterfly. But, I mean, do you have any like really fun stories that you want to share about like with your being with your team or even just playing or going on the road or whatever?
So many funny stories. I was thinking about this one before only because I think it really, really embarrasses me. And I feel like if I'm going to talk about me, I'm going to just embarrass myself because it's hilarious.
Like, why not?
Why not? So my freshman year, like I said, I was a lot to handle. I was really kind of just insane. I didn't know how to make friends past the 55 people I graduated with that I went to school with for 11 years. All of a sudden, I came up here and I was like, there's other humankind. And I like turned into like a robot for a second. I was like, people?
must meet these
people. Yeah, exactly. So I was very, very overly myself, which is, myself is already, like, a lot. So overly myself is like, oh, my goodness. and there was this moment I saw a plastic pigeon at Walmart, and it was clippable. It was a clippable plastic pigeon, okay? So I had to get him, and I got him, and I named him Roger. He was thus forth at every game, clipped onto the canopy or hanging from the canopy. And he was a really good luck charm. All my team hated him at first, but by the end, they were like, where's Roger? Get him in the picture. He's family. You know, like, he became this part of us. But that's not the embarrassing part, guys. That's not even the embarrassing part. That's not the embarrassing part. No, the embarrassing part is not the fact that I had a pigeon clipped to my back after the game, and people would be like, oh, you have a bird. Oh, no, it's fake. Like, they would literally think it was a bird. I would get people, like,
freaking
out. It's hilarious. But again, not the embarrassing part. The embarrassing part is we were playing a game. I think it was in California. It might have been Fullerton, Cal State Fullerton, or Fresno, or it was one of the California teams that starts with an F. And we clipped Roger. I was in the game, so my teammate clipped Roger to the top of the canopy. And normally he hangs, so he's in eye line, but he's above the canopy. And we lost. We might have won that game. I'm not sure. I think we won the game. And we all just kind of left the field. My cousin was there. I went and said hi to her. And we got on the bus. I think you know where this is going.
We left Roger.
You guys know.
How could you leave Roger?
Okay.
He was family.
I know. So we go and we get to, like, we always ate at Chipotle afterwards, which is fantastic. But then, like, every time you're just like, I'm going to eat all of this burrito in 3 minutes. So it's a lot. And I was filling up my water bottle. And this epiphany came over me. And I was like, where is Roger? Because normally he's, like, hanging over my shoulder, like, watching everybody with me. Like, we're making jokes. It's great. And I sprint back onto the bus, guys. I'm not, like, I drop my water bottle. And I sprint back onto the bus. And I just look at all of my team. And I go, guys, where is Roger? Do any of you have Roger? And immediately they, like, start to laugh. They're like, no, we left him. And they're, like, laughing. Like, this is funny. I break down. I start bawling. I'm not, guys, I don't cry. And I don't cry in public. But I am bawling. Like, tears are pouring from my eyes. And my team's turn from a laugh. It goes like, Jeannie. Like, oh. And they, like, don't know how to comfort me because it's a plastic bird that I'm bawling
that
about.
That you got at Walmart.
And I tell my coaches this. I'm like, can we go back? And my coach, Molly, who is just rolling her eyes more than she's ever rolled her eyes, hands me the phone and says, you have to call. So here I am, I think I was 19-year-old athlete, calling the assistant coach for this D1 university and saying, hi, so wondering if you could look on your canopy, and there's this plastic bird, long story, there's this plastic bird, and his name's Roger. He won't respond to it, but that's his name. Anyway, so they went down and they got the bird and they were like, okay, like, I don't think another adult has been so confused by one person, like one girl who's apparently supposed to be like this, like, aggressive goalie who's bawling over her bird. Anyway, they mailed it back, and I mean, I got Roger back, and he's still in the family, guys. He's hanging in my room right now.
Why didn't you bring Roger with you?
I didn't even think about it. Ugh, what am I doing, guys?
He's family. That is an awesome story.
Yep, that's the embarrassing one. It's to this day a legend on the team. Everybody laughs the moment they think of it. I still tear up, but it's great.
It's gonna be like awesome if you come back to like a game down the line, like 15 years from now, and they still like, are you the Jeannie Waller and Roger, the bird?
Probably. The thing is, that California school is probably talking about it. Like, the coach was probably like, guys, you will never believe what just happened.
This that team we just played has a psychopath.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, remember that goalie you couldn't have scored on? You should have just, like, taken her bird away right then. She would have broken down. You could have just scored. Exactly.
Well, he was kind of the team mascot.
I know. He's
can't leave the mascot
that's
behind.
That's what I think. Gosh.
Yeah, I mean, first off, I'm kind of worried about what you're going to be like as a parent.
Oh, my gosh. Me too. I'm so scared, guys.
Don't leave your kids in Walmart.
Don't clip them to canopies.
You're, like, driving along, and then it dawns on you, and you drop your water bottle. We left the keg.
Because I always have a water bottle when these epiphanies come over me. I'm like,
exactly. I mean, it's essential for your epiphanies to happen.
I can actually only have epiphanies when I have a water bottle in hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's a legitimate thing. Like, people have done research.
That's the new line of work.
Science has proven, one assumes.
Utah State is actually opening a new undergraduate research fellowship based on the science of dropping water bottles with epiphanies. It's going to be revolutionary.
Yeah, science has proven this, one assumes. You ever listen to Stephen Colbert?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so he's in his thing, I Am American, So Can You. I don't know if you've heard it, but it's hilarious.
I haven't heard it.
You need to listen to it. Okay. But it's his audiobook. But he says there, science has proven, one assumes, and then goes into something that is completely not scientific.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm an English major, guys.
So that you can say that science has proven, one assumes.
One assumes, yeah.
Yeah. Just super funny. But, I mean, other than soccer, what are some other hobbies that you have?
Sure. I obviously, I'm very involved in the English department here. I write. I love slam poetry. I love, this is also weird. I love carving soap.
You're right. That is weird.
I carve soap. It actually is a huge stress reliever, guys. I'm not
kidding. I did that in elementary
school. It's amazing, right?
But I was terrible at it. Yeah. I ended up just creating a triangle and called it a mountain. It's like,
that's,
it's the mountain
the
outside.
Way to do it.
Yeah,
the only way to do it.
That's probably fine. I think that's great. I think
what
that's where I started. I do a lot of boats.
Boats.
Yeah, I do boats. I'm a boat carver. I do that. I love being outside. I don't really wear shoes or socks or anything during the summer. I love to hammock. I love to ski.
Hammocks are awesome.
Hammocks are fantastic. I just want to hang mine up again and then just like nap or read or like.
Right. It needs to warm back up so you can do that.
Yeah. Man, but we have to, you know, utilize the smog while we have it, still breathing in and out.
Yeah, I mean, it's for therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's for therapy.
But no, yeah, I just kind of, anything that's, I also just love to talk to people, honestly.
I do too.
Yeah.
It's lots of fun.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's a good skill.
It is, it's fun. I don't know if I'm still working on the skill of it, but I love to do it.
She loves doing it, she's just not very good.
Yeah. I talk all about myself, if you can't tell, right?
Wait. I thought you... You have only been talking about you.
I know.
Maybe because this is an interview.
I tricked you guys into getting you guys to just only talk about me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just interviewing you to find out about your experiences. It doesn't make any sense that we'd be talking
about
you.
On a real note, guys, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, okay.
On a mostly real note, good.
Good.
It's going to be a long weekend.
You know what? We'll talk
afterwards.
Feeling
good.
Yeah. Unless,
maybe
you know,
we can chill.
Yeah, we'll go grab a hot chocolate or coffee.
Dance the night away, but she's not invited.
No. You're not invited.
They won't invite me to a dance party tonight?
Yeah.
Is that what
it is? Well, I mean, not necessarily tonight, but at some point.
It's just a dance party with you two.
Is it tonight?
You know, yeah. It's tonight, totally.
I didn't get an invite.
That's because you're on the dance company,
and you're going
to
make us look bad.
I could teach you guys some moves.
You could teach us moves or just make us feel bad about the moves we already
have. How about this? We invite her pre-dance party. She teaches us the moves, and then we kick her out, and then we utilize those moves.
Works for me.
Okay.
All right.
You're invited to that.
I'm just the coach.
Yep.
Yeah, but you're not, like, the coach during the performance. Just practice.
Unless, I mean, she could sit at, like, the edge of it and be
but
like,
you're not allowed
I'm not
to
the
dance.
Head coach.
You're not allowed to dance, though, because we already know that you're really good.
You can dance with your eyes. Just... watch us and we'll see.
Kind of like when we're at basketball games.
Yeah.
We can't cheer because we have press passes. So.
Oh, no
that
way.
That is so difficult.
So we just like have to sit there and not cheer.
So like they score and you're just like,
Yeah.
Another thing
it
that happened
so
in this
awkward.
Game.
Yeah, it's like in my mind I'm like, yeah! Just like cheering super loud, but I can't.
But outwardly that comes out in a blink.
Like, sort of. Like sometimes I'm like, yes. But I mean, we can't cheer at the games. Like no one with a press pass can because it's against NCAA rules.
What?
You can't wear Utah State gear either.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's very sad.
It's sad, but at the same time, it's kind of cool because like I get to go with the basketball team to their tournament.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So can you ride the bus in Utah State gear, or can you not ride the bus? Or
well, I mean, so I'm actually going to be driving because the spot that they did have that I could have gone on the bus is for a girl, so another one of our people is going to do it.
Okay.
I said that I would put on a wig.
I was going to say, we can grab you a wig.
But, I mean, I don't think they're going to go for it because it also involves a hotel room with girls.
Oh, yeah.
And I said that wouldn't be a problem for me, but... I guess they just.
I'm all about co-ed living. I don't. Right? I don't care. You know, but
it's lots of fun.
Rules, whatever.
Rules are for fools.
Rules are for fools. No, that's fun though. That's exciting.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm gonna be driving and have my own hotel. So.
Where is it located again?
Vegas.
Vegas. Okay,
well, that'll be fun.
Las Vegas.
That'll be way fun. Yeah. Don't go too crazy though.
Oh yeah, because I definitely go crazy.
Crazy.
But I guess, do you have any advice for anyone who would want to be on the soccer team or to play any sport at college here?
Go for it. Absolutely. Absolutely try. I believe one thing wholeheartedly, and this applies, I think, in everything that we do, and that's one, you have two options, essentially, when it comes to something. You can either try it and fail, or try it and succeed. That's one option. So within that option, there's two options. Try and fail, or try and succeed. Or not try, and 100% of the time you'll fail. So I don't know. If you want to do it, if you believe in yourself, if you're passionate about it, if you're willing to put in the work, because it is a lot of work, but if you love it, no matter what it is, I think you should go for it every time.
Yeah, it's like, I think it was Michael Jordan, but it might have just been some other famous athlete that said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't
take. Yeah, exactly. I said that, but just in like 100 more words.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, you didn't do any copyright infringement. You didn't have to reference that it was from someone else.
That's why I did it. I actually just plagiarized, but then turned it into my own thing.
But it's not plagiarism if you turn it into your own
words. I'm paraphrasing. That's right.
That's the one.
Yeah, there it is.
English major. I'm telling glad you. That you figured out the word.
Comes in handy.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of the word, box in the dirt. What's that word? Time capsule. Yeah, time I capsule. Couldn't think of that word.
So. No, it was box in the dirt. Yeah. I mean, that's what it was.
That's why we're actually changing it now, too. I talked to the English dictionary.
Yeah, we got in contact with Webster's just now during this show.
Nice people.
Yeah, and they've agreed that we're going to change time capsule. It's no longer going to be a word.
Right.
It's not going to be a box in the dirt.
It's now box in the dirt.
Yeah.
And anytime a box is being referred to in the dirt, you're like, oh, yeah, I know what that is. It's a time capsule, but I can't say that anymore. It's a box in the dirt.
Yeah. I mean, it's no longer allowed. I mean, they've instituted a punishment for using the phrase that we won't use right now because,
exactly.
I don't want to get punished for it.
Me neither.
So make sure you say box in the dirt, not that other one that's TC. Yeah, don't use that one.
Nope. TC. But so how difficult is it to make the team? Is there a lot of girls that try out, or kind of they recruit them early, or can you just try out and be on the bench?
So it's a recruiting process.
Okay.
So I had committed to Utah State to play my junior year of high school. I had, yeah.
It must have been really good if they got you to commit that early.
That might have been my peak, so bummer.
And it's been all downhill from there.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's a heavily recruiting process, and I think they're starting younger and younger, so I know some girls that are sophomores in high school that have committed to play. But that isn't to discourage people from trying out. If we have done tryouts in the past, most of the time the girls don't make it, but that's not anything to their level. It's a huge step, as we were saying, kind of from that high school level to the college level. So those that are interested, you know, if they're in high school and they're looking to play college, you know, start the process, start emailing coaches, get your name out there. Coaches will be responding, whether it's D1, D2, D3, NAIA. There's opportunities out there for everybody. And for those that are in college right now that feel like they missed on an opportunity, you know, if you think that you have what it takes, it never hurts to contact coaches or, you know, get super involved in the intramural sports here. I was always incredibly jealous that I couldn't play intramural soccer because that was against rules for us. But, you know, I've seen my friends
play. You can now, right?
Yeah, I can now, and I intend to. But it always looked like so much fun. And so definitely getting involved there would be, you know, a riot.
Yeah. Do you plan on still playing soccer after you graduate from Utah State or maybe coaching?
Yeah, I looked into pursuing it afterwards. Sometimes I get really nostalgic and I'm like, no, I'm doing it, guys. I'm going to play. but, you know, I realize it comes to a point where I love the game so much. But I'm ready to start new things in my life. So I coach for a couple different places. So I'd love to stay involved in that way, and you know, play when I can. Absolutely. I never want to lose this sport. That's a huge part of me, but I'm really, really excited to see what else the world has to offer.
Yeah. Do you play any other sports?
I dabble.
I
played. I played in high school. I played like basketball for a good amount of time. I played ultimate frisbee.
Did they have a like a school team for ultimate frisbee?
They did. Yeah.
That's so weird.
They really did. It was like the best time of my life, you guys. And I've had good friends that play ultimate frisbee.
Best again.
Yeah.
Everything's the best.
Everything is the best.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. Really, it's true. That song is the truest song that has ever been made, except for a lot of things suck too. But
no, most everything is awesome.
Sometimes things are awesome.
Half of everything is awesome.
Yeah. We'll just remake that song as well.
Early mornings are make awesome, it more though.
Early mornings
more correct.
Not great, but you know what? This has been a really good morning hanging out with you guys, so thanks for making it worth getting up.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah. I kidding. Strive to make waking up early
glad
worth
you
it.
Got out of bed.
Yeah,
coming
me
out.
Too.
Yeah, and, you know, it was a struggle for Jeannie and myself.
Mm-hmm.
As I said earlier, we were talking about how doing anything at 6 is ridiculous.
We used to have to lift weights at 6 a.m.
And it's ridiculous.
And there was one year we did weights at 6 a.m. The next year we did conditioning at 6 a.m. The only reason it was good is because it all felt like a dream.
It's
and
like,
then you would it
I'm
would be
asleep.
That's how I feel when yeah. I go to dance. I'm like, am I really awake or yeah. am I just jumping around?
Exactly. But
in
then it's nice.
A dream.
Because then you're like, well, I worked out today and I don't remember any yeah. of it. And now I get to live my life.
Did you take really big naps afterwards? Because
sometimes, or I would be like, I'm going to be good. And I would go make like eggs. And then I'd fall sense. Asleep like mid bite. So I was half and half. So it was
yeah.
good.
I usually take like the longest nap I can.
Yeah, exactly.
3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, naps. Naps are good, except that, you know, often you don't have time for them.
I can't remember the last time I took a nap on purpose.
On purpose.
Right.
Lots of unintentional naps.
Right.
So what type of career do you want to pursue with your major?
I really want to get into podcasts and the creation of podcasts. I really want to get into, honestly, just kind of this reveling and identifying and talking to people and realizing that we all have shared experiences. And so I would love to get into a podcast that gives people the chance to do that.
Which you've kind of already started that, right?
Right. Yeah. Here at Utah State, I have, through Aggie Radio, actually, who has been so generous to give me a spot on their podcast list, I've started a show in which I it's not so much an interview as people who want to tell a story, whatever that story is. I want them to know they have a place to tell it. And my point is for the whole thing is to just get people to, it's been so crazy. So I've done one show already and I'm in the midst of making the second one and I've had all these people read already. And last night was so crazy. I had the craziest experience because he came in with a pre-typed story. And normally I make them send it to me, but we've been running low on time. So we kind of workshopped it in the recording studio. And the first time he read it, there was a lot of superfluous words. It was a lot of craziness. And then we decided to get down to the nitty-gritty. And guys, it was insane because he's telling the story, like this very personal story. And you could see in his eyes as he started to tell it in the later versions, just the realization that was coming over him. And he became physically, like, aware of the vulnerability that he was giving me. And it was amazing to watch. And so that's my intent with it, is to just give a venue for these people that, you know, maybe don't even realize that what they're sharing is something so important to them.
And for anyone that wants to kind of do that with you,
yeah,
how did they get a hold of you?
They can contact me on numerous platforms, seriously, anywhere that I have social media, whether that's Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. Am I allowed to get my email address out over this? Is that creepy?
It's up to you.
Okay. Yeah,
you can give out your Twitter.
Okay, yeah, let's give out the Twitter.
And also, while you're at it, also your social security number.
Sure, yeah.
Driver's license number.
I have a copy of my birth certificate in my backpack. You just want to copy that, put it on the Twitter page?
Yeah, well, actually, we'll just put it right up here.
Oh, perfect. Tape it? Tape yeah. it to the window? Good. No. Yeah, no, seriously, contact me. I would love to hear from anybody at all, because I think the point is that I'm not limiting this. I am opening it to every single person who thinks that they have something to share, because the truth of the matter is, everybody does.
Yeah. It's just a matter of, you know, finding your way of expressing
exactly.
what you have to share.
Exactly.
When do you do your podcast?
I'm recording all the time.
Okay.
So it's just once I get enough content, I'll compile it together and then put an episode out. I believe I should have one out by Monday is my hopes, the next episode.
And where would one go to listen to your podcast?
Just the Aggie Radio website, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
The podcast is called Salt.
Salt?
Salt.
Yeah. How'd you come up with that name?
My friend Nick and I were just brainstorming, and he said it, and I remember being like, "Whoa, that's really cool." And it's salt of the earth, just this connection. Also, we were trying to think of acronyms, and we came up with something really awful: story and listening time. So that's not what it stands for.
Story and listening time.
But you know, it's just
that's not too bad.
it's okay.
Share and tell time.
Share and tell time. Share and listen time. So it's just kind of, I don't know, this salt is such a, you know, vital thing that.
And you probably watched the movie by what's her face?
With Angelina Jolie.
That's
the first thing I thought of when you said that name. It.
Guys,
I haven't seen it either.
I have a pirated version. Movie?
Are you allowed to say that over the radio?
I don't know.
Guys, he didn't say
that. I didn't buy it.
He has a parrot version. He has his own version of Roger. That's what he was trying to do.
Yes, a parroted version.
I watch a lot of those illegal movies online, though.
Guys, I don't think we're supposed to be talking about this on a public venue.
Oh, and
just kidding, I don't.
I don't. Wee-oo.
Now you're not going to be able to sleep.
Not at all.
But that's all the time we have for today. We want to thank you for coming in, Jeannie.
No, thank you, guys. This has been so fun and so awesome.
And we're going to make sure that we get this up on our website as well as soon as we can.
So I can share it with my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my They'll God. Be so proud.
They'll be incredibly proud.
Yeah, why weren't they listening right now?
Mom, dad, mom. Oh, they just texted me. Just kidding. I didn't get any texts. So,
So what you're saying, so what I'm saying is you're a liar.
Yes.
And this whole thing was a dream.
Exactly. It's early enough that it is a dream, yeah.
No, but we will make sure that we try to get it up as soon as possible onto the website. The website, of course, you probably know if you're listening because we're only online at the moment. But if you're walking through the TSC or you kind of forgot, our website is radio.usu.edu. You can find past shows up there and yeah, and I guess you can find Jeannie's podcast too.
Yeah,
as well, so
please look for it.
Check it out.
Check it out.
And I want to thank everyone for listening. Hope you have a great weekend. It's going to be a little bit longer than normal. Don't have school on Monday,
thank
so that's
goodness.
Good.
Yeah.
And so make sure you get your sleeping in done because you probably shouldn't do that during the week. I sometimes do, but I'm working on doing it less and less.
Definitely not during class.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, my problem is that I will sleep in. I'll like get up and I'll be like, not today, and not go back today. To sleep.
Yep.
But that's bad. So, anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. I want to thank you for listening to The Bullpen here on Aggie Radio for the students by the students, and we'll see you later.